Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. With you till 10, then Mike Greenberg takes over from 10 to noon right here on Chicago's home for sports. Bears and Eagles will be playing on Sunday. We've had the bye week and we're able to take a look at so many terrific teams around this National Football League with outstanding players. But I think, Cap, what we're going to see on Sunday is a great divide between talent and a team that is bereft of talent in the Chicago Bears. We have talked so much about the Eagles and the Bills and some of the upper echelon teams in the NFL, but then when it comes to the Bears, we shouldn't fool ourselves. We know exactly what's going on. Justin Fields gets time even now. 3-10 ball club. They're getting time on television to talk about what Justin Fields could be. But the rest of the team is still a mystery. We have more question marks than answers. That means you're not a very good football team.
Right, I know you had them in the Athletic list, 29th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And the three behind them are Denver, Indy, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Indy doesn't have a quarterback. Houston doesn't have anything. And Denver has the awful contract they gave Russell Wilson and gave away all their picks to acquire him and players. So, yeah, I think that's a fair adjustment. Where did who did they have 28 just in front of the Bears?
I got to look at the list again.
Atlanta?
Yeah, so 29 is the Bears on that athletic.com list. As the Saints are 28th.
Saints?
Yes.
They don't have their quarterback.
And they'll be looking for a quarterback, and they suspect that they'll be looking into Daniel Jones, quarterback for the Giants.
Okay, and then the Giants will draft another quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the Bears roster, and that's why we keep saying that this is a multi-year renovation project.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go into free agency in the draft. But we're good. Let's go. 10, 11 wins. And that's what Shea and I always keep arguing about this. This is as barren a roster to try and turn around. And that's the problem.
Right.
Because you're going to go into free agency and go, that Jonathan Hood kid, I want him. Sorry, he's going to so-and-so. What do you mean? We got all this money. Doesn't mean you're going to get everyone you want. Just like in baseball.
Oh, I get it. We were just talking about that.
Like if the Cubs had said to Correa, okay, or pick a guy. Hey, here's $350 million. Okay, then why wouldn't the Giants go, here's $375?
Right.
Where does it stop?
And Trump you.
And Trump you.
Yeah.
You have to overpay if you have a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
You just hope that through free agents, well, first of all, the draft. You hope through the draft that you're able to get 60, 70% on that draft. On the front end, Cap, talking about your first few picks, they've got to be able to pay dividends for your team. It just has to happen. And because we saw in the past where the Bears were able to get a few players, good players in the middle and the bottom of the draft. But ultimately, if you're going to pick this high, that pick has to be able to be a cornerstone for your franchise. Multiple drafts to get there. And so, you know, we talk about it, and we say it a lot on the show. It resonates with some, and some it does not. But you can turn a blind eye to this and think that this is going to be a one-year turnaround. It's not. Because, again, look at the roster. Now, you compare that to what the Eagles have put together, Cap, under Howie Roseman, their general manager. It's very impressive. Think about what you had to go through, right? The Eagles fired Doug Peterson. They traded away Carson Wentz. They hired Nick Sirianni as their head coach. So they also went out and they got Hurts and a first-round receiver, his former Alabama teammate Devontae Smith. 1 year later, Roseman used another first-round pick to acquire a receiver, this time sending the number 18 selection to the Titans for A.J. Brown. So I want you to compare, just putting it out there, Brown leads the Eagles with 950 receiving yards and 9 touchdowns and 61 catches.
Mm-hmm.
Smith, Devontae Smith, 61 catches, good for 711 yards and 4 scores. The Bears' leader in receiving yards, Darnell Mooney with 493. That's the drop-off. That's what we keep talking about as far as talent's concerned.
But there's
That's the drop-off
But
there.
There's also a misconception out there that the Eagles had to rebuild and did it quickly.
They did not.
They did not have to rebuild. They had one bad year and they fired their coach. Mm-hmm. They're 12-1 now, but they were over 500 a year ago. They were 4-11-1 and fired Peterson. They were 9-7, 9-7, 13-3, and won a Super Bowl. They just had to fix a couple things, and obviously the coach was an issue there with the owner.
Sure.
So they got him out of there. And Sirianni's, what, 21-9 in two seasons?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have two straight playoff appearances.
So Shay, when we look at...
I found this on the web. Whoa. How many is 121-9?
Sorry, Siri. I don't know how that went off.
That's a fine.
That is not a fine. I did not do anything wrong.
That's 100% a fine.
That is not a fine. I did not say the word S-I-R-I.
That's a fine. BerniesBookBank.org. It interrupted the proceedings. Your phone. That should be off.
Phone is off.
Yeah, what's she talking then for?
I don't know.
Why is she sticking her beak in the conversation?
That might be a $10 fine. That's a big fine.
Why is that a big... I didn't do anything. I did not say... S-I-R-I. I'm not that stupid. I'm not going to say it.
What's that? What that spell? S-I-R-I is what?
You figure it out.
I don't know.
I don't either.
You're just spelling words out now? This ain't Sesame Street. Say what it is.
No. Because it'll go off.
Say it, Cap. What are you talking about?
So what are you hoping looks different for the Bears on Sunday?
No, now you care about the topic. BerniesBookBank.org. Take care of the kids.
I'll have to Venmo it.
You don't have any cash again?
I do not have a dollar. Nothing.
Didn't he give you like 10 singles last week just so you would be prepared for this?
You can literally search me.
You're a bad guy.
Okay.
You're a bad guy.
Sorry.
What? You're just going to just gyp the kids like that?
Yeah, pretty much, because I don't have any money.
That's good. Cap, if I come over there and I find a dollar, I'm gonna hang you on top of that TV up there. And
you're just gonna,
and you're just going to be, you know, Cap on a wall. For next hour.
I got
elf
nothing.
On a shelf.
Yeah.
David Kaplan.
Yeah. You're going to be elf on the shelf. That's a damn shame. It's interrupting your proceedings. You don't think you should be fined?
I do not.
Well, tell us what happened.
I said something about Sirianni's record of 21-9, and phone started talking. The percentage that is. I didn't ask that.
Hey, Sirianni. Right, that's what it was.
That's why.
You can't make it up, man.
Hey, Sirianni. Why? What do you want? I'm in film. That's what it should be. Never about Siri. It should be Sirianni. Hey, Sirianni. Yeah, we're dominant.
Not gonna
that's
happen.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. What are you hoping looks new for the Chicago Bears? All right, Shay, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. Should Cap be fined for his phone going off during the show here? I say a dollar. I'm trying to be nice because it's the holidays. Because I know, you know, times are tough. Yeah, you're off of NBC Sports Chicago, so you're going to need the cash.
Not until the 30th.
Well, yeah, but still, times are tough, so I'll be glad to help. That's why I'm only I say one. He says 10. He says $10 fine. Right, Shay? You say 10 bucks.
Yeah, I'm saying 10. That's a big fine. She derailed the conversation. Now we're in a position where Hoodie was going to ask me a question about the Bears and the Eagles and this comp.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Siri is butting in. Now we're totally off topic. That's a big fine.
You took us off topic. That wasn't me.
What are you getting so testy for? It's fun.
I'm not getting testy.
What's in your mouth, by the way, too? Take that cough drop out of your mouth, for God's sakes. We're on the air.
That's all I have.
It's another one. So we're up to 11 now.
$11. The kids are finding you. You see that?
I will Venmo $11 at the break.
I didn't get a chance to Venmo. You can't Venmo.
Oh, JC.
I'm going to Venmo Darren Yutnick, CEO, Bernie's Book Bank. I will send $11 at the break.
You know what I want to see? I want to see if the Bears can get a takeaway or two against the Eagles. I want to see if that can happen.
So will it change your perspective if Sunday they lose 37-14?
They're going to lose no matter what the margin. I haven't seen the latest line yet. Have you?
What's 9.
That's about right, isn't it?
If they get crushed, Bears get crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Will it change your perspective about the team? Because it will not change mine.
No, but I have to watch the games. because I'm a fan and I want to be able to see. As I told you many times, the most important thing for me is the protection and the development of Justin Fields. So if that means the offensive line is as good as it was the last game, I'm happy with that. I know what the result's going to be, and you know what the result's going to be too. But it's still, when we are talking about this on a snowy February or in March and we talk about the Bears, we'll talk about, hey, maybe there's two or three keys to this offensive line that can carry over to the next season. That's the hope?
Agreed.
Also,
that's the hope.
That's all we have, Cap, is hope, right? That's all we have as what's going to be the future for this football team when you're 3-10.
Correct.
That's all.
But if they went out and shocked the world and beat the Eagles, it still doesn't change my perspective of where this is.
I understand. But I still enjoy watching the games and seeing if there's any development. They're going to get their teeth kicked in. But I'm hoping that Justin doesn't get hurt. I hope Justin has another couple of spectacular plays because that raises his level. Even though he knows what this season is, it's for him. If he wants to play, now he'll be able to look at that good film and say, you know what, next year I'll do that better. Or next year I'm going to do it as well.
Are you buying or selling that Justin will play all four games, start all four games?
I do not believe he'll play all four games, no.
Shay?
Yeah, I feel like once we get to week 18, he doesn't play. So I would say I'm selling he plays all four.
Yeah, hopefully the Bears won't get in a position where they have to solidify that number two pick. Like okay, well, this might be three or four. Okay, come on. You sit down. Let's bring in Peterman.
Yeah, Peterman. What's the name of the other kid? Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle. He's on the roster, right?
Still? Yeah, because Simeon's done for the year. Injured. It's surgery.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. The adjustments you want to see for the Bears here in this game against the Eagles, something you hadn't seen that you want to see in this game. Also, still to come, Cap. I want to talk to you a little bit about presents, about gifts. There's a little bit of an issue in my home about gifts for the holidays.
And it's so funny because I know where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
One of my kids literally, as we're going to break, just texted me, hey, could you send us some gift ideas for you?
We'll talk about that transparency. That's next on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Hey, Sirianni.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
On ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Greeny comes up at 10, Carmen and Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, as well as Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. We're talking to you about the Bears and their matchup against the Eagles. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Don't forget my guy, David Kaplan, will be on NBC Sports Chicago Plus. He'll be watching the Knicks and the Bulls, but only from a gambling standpoint. That's the thing. You can live bet that game. He'll give you all the angles that you need for that one. Actually, it's back-to-back games with the Bulls and Knicks on the schedule.
So what we do is we each give our own same-game parlay. So it'll be me, Will, Ryan McGuffey, Jay Croucher from NBC and PointsBet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give you in-game betting. How many points will be scored in this quarter and who will get the next basket? We have a lot of fun just wagering throughout the game and talking about whatever comes across the docket. It's a lot of fun.
And of course, you should always ride with Cap with this game because he's got the inside track because he knows Tom Thibodeau. He has him on speed dial. If you need any information, he'll get it from Tom over the next few games, Wednesday and Friday.
It's my guy.
Yes. Yeah, so
love Tom.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Harvey, let's go to Marcus on ESPN 1000. All right, Marcus.
Hey, guys. I just want to chime in real quick in regards to the fine. When Cap said Sirianni, well, actually, when Jay Hood, when you said, hey, Sirianni, my phone went off. It started speaking gibberish as well. So I would go ahead and give Cap a pass on this one.
And that means if it was said by my partner, he should get the fine.
Aha, yeah. So, J-Hood, let Cap get a pass. Thank you,
Marcus, yourself. Darling. You're the best.
Mm-hmm.
So no problem.
Put your dollar in the cup there,
Jonathan. Can I just say something, Marcus? Little suspect that you call me out, but that's good, though. It's all good. Little suspect.
Marcus is the best.
All right,
we
love
you.
All right, Marcus, we appreciate the phone call. Little sus.
Put your dollar in the cup.
I'm not getting fined for that. Absolutely not.
You're the one that mentioned the coach of the Eagles.
Nick Sirianni. That's exactly right. And then you're trying to break down the one loss record of said Sirianni.
Correct. But you set people's phones off all around the city.
That's what I do, baby. I set phones off all around the city.
Wow.
That's what I do. Tell him, Shay.
Baby. Right.
He's Nick Sirianni, tuned to ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Tori in Barrington on ESPN 1000. Sorry, Mexican last night. All right, Tori.
Good morning, fellas.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
So my phone went off, too. So I think Cap should get a pass.
Thank you.
And
did you get it all? Hey, Tori,
yes.
While you're down there, did you get it all? Just want to know, did you get it all? All right, go ahead.
What I want to see from the Bears after this bye week is a better 4-minute offense. It's been dreadful. Maybe some no huddle options. Maybe some audibles. Something, because their 4-minute offense is just dreadful.
You know what? That's a good point. And
Tori.
To see,
happy holidays.
You done now? Can we move on? So the whole thing with the 4-minute offense.
Appreciate you.
Still
go
going.
Go ahead.
It's WGN. I just
get you some SNH green stamp.
So about the 4-minute offense, I like to see that. As I mentioned before, the pocket protection was very good for Justin Fields, and I was very happy to see that. I thought that they made a concerted effort to make sure that Justin, when he had the ball, he goes back and he's able to get the ball out quickly. I just like the way the offensive line performed. Now against the Eagles, Cap. Whole different kettle of fish, isn't it? That defensive line against the Bears offensive line. Quite a
test.
We're
going to find out how much better our offensive line's playing.
Brother.
Holy bleep. They got a lot of dudes.
Oh, yeah. And quite the test for Justin Fields as well. You're going to run around? You feel good enough to be able to run around for 100 yards plus against this defense? You ready for that?
I'm not sure they'll let him do that.
You gonna just be in there like the Washington game and just sit there and take a beating? Because that's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. This is not saying that Braxton Jones is gonna be bad or white hair. I'm not saying that. I'm just giving the Eagles credit. There's a reason why they're in this position right now.
Yeah, they're 12-1 for a reason.
Yeah,
they're really good. And I watched them beat the just you know what out of the Giants last week. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Sidebar: May I approach?
Yes. Brought to you by Ankin Law. 3126 million for the great Howard Ankin. Sign my ball.
You have a letter that's in front of you.
I do.
Regarding a season ticket holder that is very disappointed in what's happening with the Chicago Cubs offseason.
Correct.
Could you tell us about it?
My friend Dom Frederick, who is a great, great follow on Twitter, posted this. This guy wrote this to the Cubs. The last reason I am not renewing is the most important and explains why the drop in prices won't change my decision, because the Cubs did cut ticket prices a little bit. I do not trust the Ricketts family nor the front office to put a competitive team on the field that is fun to watch. The family has made it abundantly clear they do not care about the product on the field. Every winter, they hype up the fact they're willing to spend in free agency, willing to invest in the team's performance, and then they follow it up with meaningless signings that amount to nothing. This offseason is no exception. They don't care about winning games. They care about making money above all else. They want to milk every cent they can out of lifelong diehard fans while doing nothing themselves to invest in the future of the franchise. The only thing they do invest in is a telegraphed sale of the team by making all these superficial improvements to the stadium and its surroundings. It is no longer affordable for a family of four to go to a game together, much less a low-income family. A hot dog and a beer is $20. That's frankly outrageous. A weekend vacation to see the Cubs play in Milwaukee is probably cheaper than a day at Wrigley Field. Kids are being priced out of the park, and the Ricketts are largely to blame for this. The past season has made that extremely evident. It's difficult for me to renew my tickets and support an owner that shows a blatant disregard for the fans and the experience at the game while simultaneously refusing to spend to improve the team's performance. I appreciate all you've done the past season. It was my lifelong dream to one day have season tickets. I signed up for the wait list the second I turned 18. But I've come to realize that the franchise I live and die by is run by greed. I will be glad to get back in the season ticket pool once the inevitable sale of the franchise happens. Please feel free to pass my thoughts on to your superiors. Thanks again, and go Cubs. Now, I didn't write that. I'm simply reading what's being posted. And there are a lot of these out there. People are, frankly, they're at their wits' end.
Well, you know what? If I'm the Cubs, bye. So long.
Can't treat paying customers like those. Eventually, there won't be a lot of them.
No, I mean, that's a great letter from 1992. It's a great letter. That's the same letters that would be written back in the day in the Trouble Horn administration. Stop. You had a World Series championship. And you had sustained success for the first time ever. And so now you had to go through this rebuild. But the idea that the Cubs now, they go through this offseason, and yes, it's not exactly what you wanted just as of yet. It doesn't mean that in 23 they won't be able to, again, have guys from the farm as well as getting into free agency and making the team better. If you're just going to plant your flag now and just say, well, this is the end, all right, cool. You know what? When the Cubs are good, guess what? You'll be right back on the bandwagon. You could be mad now. It doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it's always going to be. Now, I can understand at times, and Cap, you can speak to this better than I can, during the Tribune administration when they were doing what the White Sox were doing, bringing attractions in. Here's Cal Daniels. Here's this guy at the scrap heap, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they were just bringing attractions in because the sun was shining and the beer was cold and you had Harry in the booth. That's all you needed. But at the same time, the good Cub fan knew that Harry's cool and it's a great experience, but I want to see winning. But this time, I'm saying right now that was then. This is now.
Okay.
There'll be more of a commitment moving forward
but
here.
But something that I have said to you many times over, and I will say it loudly so people hear me again. You remember when we had Jed on last summer?
Yeah.
It was an uncomfortable interview at times because we had to ask him certain things that they were not easy to answer.
Not uncomfortable for us.
No, I'm talking about for him.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And he said, it's not a rebuild. He kept telling everybody, we're not rebuilding here.
Mm-hmm.
We're retooling. We're building the next great Cup, whatever semantics you want to use. Mm-hmm. And again, I like Jed very much.
But?
If Jed and Tom, and I said this to you then, this is not Monday Morning Quarterback, would have called a press conference, sat up there together, and said, folks, we're rebuilding. It shouldn't have happened twice in a decade. It is. We're asking you to stick with us. We're going to build you something you'll be really proud of. But it's going to have some pain attached to it. Mm-hmm. Not, we're going to spend. The green light is there. The money's there. Crane's on the flagship saying the same thing. And everyone sits around and goes, oh, Correa to the Giants. Oh, Bogarts to the Padres. Oh, Turner to the Phillies. Oh, we're not even in on Judge. We're not in on Rodon. And it goes on and on and on and on. If they would have done what they did when Theo took over and said, it's going to be painful. I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time. And anyone who would listen, he said, we're not signing big name free agents right now because it doesn't make sense to do so. When the time is right, we will. And they did. And they won the World Series.
That's exactly right.
Had they done that and been forthright and transparent, we could have all said, this sucks, twice in 10 years. But at least you knew what you were dealing with.
Yes.
I was the guy that reported, 2 weeks ago? The green light has been given. You got money to spend. They, by their own words, have said, there's money there left over from last year didn't get spent and this year. So they're kind of pushing Jed under the bus. Well, we've got money for you. You haven't spent it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no transparency like we got the first time. And that was their biggest mistake from the jump.
Well, out of everything that you said, what's on the marquee for me is, are the Cubs pushing Jed under the bus? We're going to have to unpack that all winter.
Correct.
If you're not doing anything else and you have the green light to spend and then you do this in the offseason and that's it, then there's an issue here. Now, I'm not saying that the Cubs had to go pay through the nose for $400 million over 12, 13 years for a player, but you had a chance to upgrade with the money available, and you did not. There's an issue there.
Right, and my whole point is, and I know we got to get the break,
yep.
If you had been transparent and said, we're not playing in the deep end of the pool right now, we will, but we're not right now. They didn't do that.
Do holiday presents have to be a surprise? We will talk about that coming up next. Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute, and we'll get back to you right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. You know, it's interesting, Cap. I've been married since 2000. Got married in an even number so that way I can remember. So that way I can count it down to 22 years.
Hold on a second.
Got married in 2000 so I can remember how many years we've been married.
Hold on a second.
Yep.
You got married in an even number so you could count it down, but next year it's going to be an odd number, so how does that help you?
Then at 24, it'll be an even number. Exactly right. Wow. Could have been a 98 wedding, but now I said, let's wait until 2000.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. So I will tell you this, though. That's a joke, but what is true, we did have a fall wedding, so I can remember it's around NBA season in case I lose my mind.
What's your anniversary date?
November 4th.
November 4th.
Yeah. And that used to be the opening night, by the way, if you recall that in the NBA. November 4th used to be the opening night for a long time until they switched over to like mid-October now for the NBA.
Now, you like warm weather like me. Why not like a June, July, August wedding? Just the venue wasn't available? Like, yeah. Snorling likes, he said he wishes it was snowing today. Like, you said some insane things. He would rather it was snowing today than raining.
That's not insane.
That is insane.
I stood at the bus stop waiting for my bus this morning for 5 minutes because CTA can't get their S together. And I would have much rather stood in snow than this garbage.
So you'd rather just be in the snow because you think the rain is too hard for you?
Cold rain is so much worse than any kind of snow. So much worse.
No, as Danny just correctly said to you, the first day, it's all white and pretty out there.
I don't care about that. I'm saying when I'm out on the street walking around, this is the worst weather to drive in. It's the worst weather to walk in. This is awful. I would much rather have light snow than this garbage.
He's a young man. He hasn't been through blizzards.
Yeah, he has no clue.
It's like, so that's why he could say that, because he hasn't lived through.
I'm putting it on the poll.
Oh, okay. At ESPN 1000, what's worse, rain or snow? To drive in or walk in?
In general.
I mean,
today, Hoodie, I'm standing at the bus stop for 5 minutes in this crap. I would rather it snow.
And no shelter, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
no bus shelter?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't bring an umbrella because I'm an idiot. That's a me thing, but...
I'm not a man. You don't need an umbrella because that's not what a man does. A man doesn't have an umbrella.
You know what? Man, if there was snow, I wouldn't need an umbrella.
So put down the poll, see how that comes out at ESPN 1000. But anyway, nonetheless, we're talking about holiday presents. Again, married for a long time, Cap. And you get to the point where, you know, if you're going to give presents, I don't believe in Sweetest Day. I think that's nonsense. There's no Sweetest Day. It's ridiculous. It's just made up Hallmark holiday. But throughout the year.
We follow Sweetest
Day. Oh, that's fine. That's just nonsense. Just whatever is. I mean, it's like me telling you today is, you know, one of these holidays, these national holidays, I always tell you, like, today is Bill of Rights Day. Today is National Regifting Day. Ah, you know, you have all year to be able to take care of your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't need a special day for that.
Agreed.
But the holidays is different. And so what I'm telling you is that we got to the point, we've been around each other so long. It's like she was online. I looked over her shoulder, as I always do, to try to find information out about you. And so I go over her shoulder, and I was looking, and I said, what are you looking at, hun? She goes, coach purses. Like, is that what you want for Christmas? I really like that coach purse. It's like, just buy it. Merry Christmas. Like, there's no secrets anymore. The secrets come, like, throughout the year for me. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I know you didn't know I was going to get you this, but I got you this. Do that in July, June. It doesn't matter.
Correct.
But for the holidays, Cap, we got to the point now where it's like, you know, whatever she wants. You want a Mac computer? Mac computer? Smokes from Highland, Indiana. You want a Mac computer? Or if you want a purse, fine.
Get it.
Yeah. But I don't find that, like... Yeah, and by the way, it'll be under the tree, and we can open them together on the 25th, right before the NBA, by the way.
So we do...
Before the NBA games.
Right. So you can lock in. Can we do the presents at 5 a.m.? Because I got 5 NBA games to watch and pro football.
I got a parlay working.
Right. So my wife will... I'll say to her, what do you want for holidays? She wanted to go on a trip.
Yeah.
So we did. With the kids. We were gone at Thanksgiving. That was our gift to each other.
Yes.
But she said the other day, I want you to have something to open. I go, okay. I got her something. So I, my God, there's really nothing. I'm like, hey, you know what I want? I need a warm jacket.
Mm-hmm.
My jackets are all huge because of soda.
Yep.
I put on this black jacket. And she's like, you can't wear that. That thing's hanging on you.
Yes. It's like a hug.
So she said, you want me to pick it out? But I don't want her to pick out the jacket. I would rather go jacket shopping and then go, I like that. Will you get me that?
Now, when we were younger, oh, it's cool, right? But I'm not a child.
Right. It's not like, okay, here, we give our kids, when they were younger, give us a list.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a list of, I want this video game. I want that sweatshirt or this parachute. Now, we just, it is what it is.
Now, I have something for you, but I'm not telling you. I have mm-hmm. something for you that will be coming to your home for the holidays.
How about that?
I like to surprise you because you have everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure if I give you something a little bit different, you'd be like, wow, wow. So I think I got you the perfect gifts. It's more than one.
Really?
Yeah, but I won't tell you what it is, though. But for you and I think that's cool.
Like, you got me last year an Amazon gift card.
Yes.
And it was a very generous gift card.
Yes.
And it was in my bag, and I hadn't used it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple things I wanted from Amazon. And I'm like... And Mindy asked me for something that was in my bag. I opened it. I'm like, oh! Look at this.
Found money.
I got a gift card from Hoodie that mm-hmm. I haven't used.
Yeah.
So I was able to buy what I wanted
mm-hmm.
with the gift card.
Yes.
So the gift cards, my wife's like, gift cards are a lazy gift. Gift cards are the greatest.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
You get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But when it comes to her, Cap, just tell me what you want so we can get here before the holidays. You want a Coach purse? Go ahead.
Get it.
Right, JC? Like maybe you're a younger guy, JC, and you say, well, it's still special. She'll still get the gift.
I think there's a feeling of getting a gift for someone and then them seeing what it is. Like that split second, right?
Yeah.
To see the reaction. But you have a point. At the same time, if you want it, just get it now. And you still got kind of like that reaction with opening it out of the box. You know, it comes in, you get your package. You get the scissors, open it all up. It's still all there. I get it, but at the same time, too, there is that split second that people love.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, look, she'll get what she wants for Christmas, right? But then if I get her Janet Jackson tickets, because she's going to be at Tinley this spring, she won't know that's coming.
Correct.
It's like, so, like, Janet will be here. Like, here you go, Janet Jackson tickets. Oh, my God. And it's in Charlotte or whatever, right?
Right.
or Detroit. The Fox Theater, right? Whatever. So that's how I look at it.
I will say, I would rather someone just point blank ask me what I want and get me exactly that than give me a gift card. Gift card is so impersonal.
Oh, see, I think gift cards are the greatest.
It's like money, though.
Oh, just get cash, then.
No, that's a
cash
little...
Cash is also... It's just an impersonal gift. There's no touch to it. If you ask me what I want and then get me that, it shows you care enough about me to ask and you listen to what I told you. If you give me a gift card, you're just throwing something at me. What do I care? It feels very impersonal receiving a gift card.
See, that's his perspective. And mine, get me a gift card. I would much prefer a gift card than... Oh... I actually wanted the other color in
right,
that.
But what
now
if I
got to go to the
you?
Store and I got to return. I don't want to have to come up with a list at that moment. What do you want for Christmas, Cap, or Hanukkah?
So what do you want? I would ask you, like, what do you want now? But you already have it. You're eating breakfast. So I don't have to get you breakfast. So what would you like, Shay? Go ahead.
I actually don't know.
Chew on the air. What else? What is it?
I'm eating a snack. Apparently, Waddle left these almond somethings. They're fantastic. I can't get enough of them. I actually, my mother-in-law texted me and said, what do you want for Christmas? And I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't have an answer.
So I'm thinking, Cap, for...
So get a gift card. Then so you can get what you want.
I don't want a gift card, though. I'd rather look around and find something. Like, I did end up finding a hat, and I sent it to her. I said, if you want to get me something, this would be great.
Okay, so what do we get him, Shay? Cap, what do we get Shay for Christmas? He doesn't want a gift card from us. So like a Larry Parrish jersey, Detroit Tigers jersey?
I actually am going to give him money.
All right, do you want the money? You don't want money?
Sure, I appreciate it, Cap. You're the best.
If you don't want it, I mean, I'm sure I can...
I'm going to Venmo you.
You go to H&M and get a couple of sweaters on sale. No, I'm not going to Venmo him. I'm going to give him a card. It will have cash in it.
Shay, you don't want us to give you money for Christmas?
Money's great. From you two, money is all I would expect or want.
Wouldn't expect anything more than just money.
No, I mean, I'm close with both of you, but I mean, like, with family, I'm just, like, my mother. I'm not getting my mother a gift card. Just tell me what you want, and I'll get that for
like,
you.
We also will do things for Shay. Yes. During the year.
Yes.
I know you have. Yes. I know I... Like, you went to dinner with your dad.
Yes.
I bought his dinner.
Yep.
Just...
Yes.
Because we want him to know he's appreciated.
Yes.
He's got some asinine takes, but he's appreciated.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Would you just leave him alone?
I mean, just example one. He put out a poll question, and of course, the way he writes said poll question, of course it's going to favor his... What he wants.
Did he write it in Detroit? How did he
settle
write it?
A debate between at the Cap Man, at Tweet Jay Hood, and at Shay Norling? What weather's worse? Cold, freezing rain. Was it freezing rain today?
It's 40 degrees.
Or snow.
Oh, Jesus.
How about just saying a light drizzle and 40 or snow?
Do you want me to rewrite it? I imagine the answer is going to be the same. It's 83% to 16%. It's not even close. I imagine the answer is still going to be that people would prefer snow
and of course,
to the rain we have right now, no matter how
I write it. The Cookie Monster in North Aurora, Vicky. No brainer. A cold rain is the worst. You'd be getting a Malnati's tonight if you'd have listened to me.
Would you stop doing point-to-point communication?
Joe Hogan, I hate cold rain. As long as it's not accumulating snow, I'm better with that. The mailman Orlando, he doesn't like the... Okay. You win, Shay.
This time.
A lot of people have not gone through a blizzard, apparently, Cap.
Just wait till we get like 7 inches of snow and people are sliding all over.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Cap and Jay Cut of the Day, next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's Home for Sports.
ESPN 1000.
So funny about... Coach Campbell from the Detroit Lions. I just think the turnaround has been amazing so far. For where they were to where they are right now, it's interesting. It's funny. We saw the big man, Penei Sewell, with the catch for the Detroit Lions. I mean,
went in motion.
350 pounds.
At least.
We hear tackle eligible all the time, or like, you know, this guy's eligible to receive. But you never think that they're ever going to get the ball.
No.
It's just kind of BS, right?
Correct.
Until it happens. And then... Campbell says to the Pat McAfee show.
So we're in that situation, and the fans are doing the wave around the stadium. And so I'm just watching, and I hear Ben Johnson's like, hey, coach, you want to perform? And I'm so focused on the wave. And I said, yeah, that's fine. And I look up, and we're throwing it to Panay, and I'm like, what the f- are you doing? But it worked out great.
He's you. Squirrel. Look at all these fans doing the wave. That's a wait a minute. That's what they're playing.
What the F are we doing? Great catch, Panay.
That's not what I wanted. But it happened and it worked out well. And it shows you just like the sleight of hand and the what's happening with the Detroit Lions is like the old card trick at the L, right? The old card game, three card Monty. That's what's happening over there.
Right.
Yeah, and it's working out.
And they're playing good football, man.
The old shell game. Time now for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom, Matt Moore, and a little tip for you. Had it the other night at the table. The creme brulee is insane.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a tighten it up.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Market, you know what, Jesse? Screw the evaluation. At some point, you got to sign somebody or you cannot continue to charge the prices you're charging for the Wrigley Field experience.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
There you have it, Cap. The Cap and Joe Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Check out the burger for lunch, for dinner. The Cajun ribeye is sensational.
All right, my friend. Sneak in Rob and Burr Ridge quickly on ESPN 1000. All right, Rob.
Hey, guys. I was starting to listen about the gifts, and I feel like a real heel every year because my wife, who's just way too good for me and always has been, what she wants for gifts, she doesn't like stuff. And she says, what I want a gift is, you know, I want you to give to, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation under my name or Inner City Prenatal Care, something, a great charity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I'm supposed to say, well, yeah, okay, I'll give to K-9 for Warriors or something under me, which, you know, is a great thing, but I kind of like stuff. So you know, I look like a jerk at, you know, at Christmas because I'm like, she's telling me to give to a charity, and I'm like, yeah, I want a better iPad, and, you know, give me Bacon of the Month.
Bacon of the Month.
Bacon of the Month sounds like an awesome gift.
But you know what, Cap? That's what she wants. She says, you know, I don't want gifts. Put it under my name, some charity. That's what she wants. That's what she wants.
God bless her.
Right?
She's a better person than you. Can I tell you? You want a gift.
I don't blame him. Bacon of the Month sounds good.
Really good.
Thank you for listening.
I'm right there with you.
And thanks for twitching. Thanks for being part of our program here on Cap and J-Hood. Thank you, JC. Thank you, Shay. Let's do this tomorrow. It's supposed to be some kind of Festivus tomorrow at 9.
That's what I'm hearing.
All right. We'll do that tomorrow.
Been meeting about it for a month.
So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.